Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, so I have a couple of messages for you today. The first one was around red flags versus green flags. And let me tell you what I mean by that. So for a long time in business, when I was younger, I didn't have strong boundaries. I felt desperate for opportunities. You know, I wasn't very confident, even though people thought I definitely was. So red flags would present themselves, whether it be from a business deal, a client, a partner, whatever. And I would ignore it intentionally, thinking, okay, I'm sure this is just, you know, a fluke incident. It's going to get better, whatever. Here's what I learned. Here's what I know for sure. When you see red flags, run. You want to work with and do business with and be in relationships with people that are good people, right? That want to do the right thing. If you start seeing red flags, that is the smoke before the fire, right? That is a sign of what's to come. I remember in 2019, I think it was, I did not know my friend Amy Morin that well. We'd only known each other for a year. We were brought in with a few other people, James Altucher, some other really great people that I knew, and we were doing an event together. It was actually a magazine that was hosting it. We didn't know the people at the magazine, and there were tons of red flags in the beginning. So Amy came to me privately and said, listen, I think we need to jump out of this. There's way too many red flags. This is not going to go well. And I basically asked her to stick in it with me. I said, no, we'll do it together. We'll find a way. We're great people. We'll make it work. Trust me on this. I didn't want to look at the red flag yet again. And wouldn't you know, it was a disaster, a nightmare, and ended up falling apart and taking a lot of time and energy and left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. It was such a great reminder for me that red flags are the smoke before the fire that you're walking into. Red flags mean run the other way, no matter what. And it was funny because a friend of mine called me about a deal that she's looking at doing. And I explained to her, wait a minute, huge red flag here. Let me explain what that is. And I told her, and I said, you need to run from this deal. And it's so interesting because everybody comes to this realization on their own. Sometimes you have to get burnt enough to understand why you don't touch a hot stove. And no one can make you feel that pain. Sometimes you just have to go through it yourself. So while I want to protect my friend, I'm begging her not to do the deal. If she does it, she's going to find out, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next month, but she'll find out that that red flag meant she should have walked from this deal. So I'm just reminding you, when you see red flags, run the other way. There are billions of people in the world. There are billions of opportunities out there. There are so many potential partners, partnerships, business deals, ventures. It's never ending. Pick the ones that hold the same morals, values, and standards that you do. It's one thing to make a mistake, jump in and own it and let everybody know it's not going to happen again. Be honest with people. We all make mistakes. But a red flag is something that's pretty glaring and nobody's jumping up and owning as a mistake, right? It's there. You see it. You know it. You're trying not to look at it. You wish it wasn't true. But the reality is, it is. See it for what it is. Save yourself the time. Save yourself the energy and the effort. Walk away from people with red flags. Okay, that's my reminder for you today. But here's the idea about green flags. Instead of focusing so much on red flags, I did that for a really long time. And over time, I realized, okay, I'm not doing business with people with red flags anymore. I'm not getting into relationships with people with red flags. I used to say like, oh, I could save them. I can help them. Oh my gosh. The amount of time I wasted, it's insane. I learned the hard lesson, stay away from people with the red flags. Now, because I've become very proficient at spotting red flags quickly, I see it really far away because I look at things clearly. I don't look at them through the lens of how I wish they would be, which is a big change for me. So I look at things for what they are and run from the red flags. But now I've started looking for green flags, meaning, and I'm asking you this question, what are the green flags you look for in a relationship, a partnership, a business venture, a client, right? I look for loyalty, honesty, empathy, love, joyfulness, encouragement, enthusiasm, right? Just a joy for life, fun, humor. Those are all green flags to me. And the more and more I think about it, the more I realize those are the people I surround myself with.
Meet a different guest each week.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands. At an event the other day, I was with a bunch of my friends, and every single one of them had all these green flags and spades. And it just made me so happy because my life is happier. My life is more joyful. I am vibrating at a higher level because I'm picking people with green flags all around me. And I want that for you too. So yes, it is important to be aware of the red flags and run from them and run from those people. But it's even more important to realize what your green flags are and make sure you're pulling in, choosing, and picking the people with the green flags. That will make you happier. That will make you more joyful. And that makes the whole journey so much more fun. So that was my red flag, green flag reminder for you today. And again, focusing on green flags now, today and every day. And I hope you are too. Okay, so this week, this is so cool. I'm speaking for Google this week. And now I've spoken for Google multiple times. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is I remember the first time, I guess it was maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I spoke for Google for the first time. I was petrified. I was super nervous, right? It's like the biggest name in the game. And I had them on a pedestal and I thought, oh my gosh, I hope I don't blow this. And I hope I, you know, warrant the money that I'm getting for this. And, you know, I was self-doubt, full of self-doubt. Well, the more you step into fear, the more you do the things that scare you, and the more you realize no one belongs on a pedestal. We are all equals. There's great things about Google and there's not so great things. Just like there's great things about anything and not so great things about some things, right? Like there's always pros and cons to anything. And the more you embrace that for people's great attributes and their flaws and understand no one's perfect, no company's perfect, no entity's perfect, we're all flawed, and show up as your real self, knowing you might be able to add value and help one person, hopefully more, you start stepping into that fear. You start building your confidence. And once you've done it once, it's suddenly not so scary. Now it's exciting. And now you start thinking more creatively. How can I add value differently this time? And so it's cool. I'm going into this really excited, not nervous at all. Sometimes I trick myself and say, oh, I'm excited when I'm really nervous, right? Because there's a fine line between being nervous or being excited. But now I'm just really excited. And so the more I'm stepping into that, I'm thinking, how can I add more value this time? And I'm actually speaking for the women's group at Google, which I've never spoken for before. And I did a pre-call and we were going through what their goals are for my keynote. And they really opened my mind up to like all these different frameworks that I could bring forward. And I'm going to launch a very different coaching program just for women that I've never done before based off this call and what this woman opened my mind up to, you know, around what still happens in corporate America. The majority of women aren't making it to the C-suite. In fact, data came out last week that said less women are making it to the C-suite now than in the past 10 years, right? We thought we were making all this progress and suddenly it's not happening. And I've made those moves. I've broken those glass ceilings in corporate America and I can teach other people how to do it. And it's funny, I kind of forgot about that for a while because I started going down a totally different path. I think this happens to all of us. Instead of talent stacking and looking at, I've got this expertise and how can I bring them all together? Sometimes we separate them out. And I sort of had forgotten about that portion of my career. Instead, now what I'm trying to do is take that portion of my career with me and have it layer and add value onto what I'm doing with my keynote speaking, with my consulting, with my coaching, right? And I challenge you to do the same thing. Look in your life, instead of separating the different experiences and expertise you have, is there a way instead to talent stack it, layer it in, and allow it to add value in different ways? Maybe even drive rates for you, maybe even drive new opportunities for you, new frameworks for you, add value to clients in different ways. I promise you there's a way. We've just got to creatively challenge ourselves to start thinking differently. And listen, test and try it, right? And that's what I'm going to do. So I'm super excited about that. And I would have never approached that pre-call the way that I did this time if I hadn't done it previously, right? The first time, you're always a beginner and you're not good at it yet. But the more you step in and do it, the more you can pick your head up, go in with confidence, and look at things from a standpoint of curiosity and creativity and seeing it differently. And when you do that, new ideas and opportunities and momentum build. So I'm super excited. I want you to be stepping into fear. Please step into fear this week. I don't know what it is, but I want to hear from you. Tag me in your post. Let me know what fear you are stepping into. Because you're just not great at it yet. You're a beginner now, but you won't be forever. Everyone starts as a beginner. And I just want you to know, this week going into this speech, I'm feeling so excited. No matter what it is you're afraid of that you're stepping into, after you've done it once, you're going to be excited the next time you go back. The fear is suddenly gone because the fear was never real to begin with. So another thing I want to talk to you about was a message from church today, which was really around this idea that everything can change in a day. And it truly, truly can. And our pastor was telling the story of his brother-in-law had made it to The Voice back in 2012. And then all these promises and hopes and expectations that, you know, he was going to make it. And then it just dwindled. But he never gave up. He hustled and, you know, struggled and put the work in. And finally, last week, he got the call. He landed his first Broadway show. And it was this huge win. But here it is 12 years later, right? Like, it looks like it had happened overnight. And his whole life did change in one day. That is for sure. You know, he's made it to what his ultimate goal always was. But really, it was this 12-year work in progress when you look back at it. So maybe you're in a valley right now. Maybe you're in that struggle phase. And I thought about my own self, you know, when I was listening to him tell that story about, you know, I thought I'd write Conference Creator. It would become an international bestseller, selling millions of copies across the world, and I'd have millions of dollars overnight. That was my expectation. You know, I was just coming out of corporate America where I had done incredibly well. What I had forgotten was it took years to make it in corporate America. I forgot about that part, right? The journey was long, arduous, not always joyful. But once you made it, you know, you made it and you knew you were there and you reaped the rewards and the benefits. And it did seem like, you know, it happened overnight when I got the job, but it was years in the making and it's no different today in this business that I'm in. Just seems like things always take longer than what you think they should. I just want to give you the message today to stay encouraged, to keep going, and to understand it could all change tomorrow. That one shot, that one dream, it could all come together tomorrow. So your hard work is not for naught. Do not give up. You have not been buried. You have been planted, and you are blooming. And I don't want you to forget that. Okay, so also at church today, they were talking about it's important to have faith, right? We know that. We've got to have faith. And when we have faith, it's also important to expect that the best is yet to come, right? We talk about that all the time. The best is yet to come because it absolutely is. And we have these expectations that good is going to come. Not, you know, what's the worst that can happen? No. What's the best that can happen, right? Let's shift those expectations to what incredible positive experience could be coming. Even to go one step further than that, our pastor got into this today in church, was not only to have faith, not only to have that expectation that it's happening and this strong belief that it's coming. This is a knowing that we know will happen, but let's take the preparation for it as well. That means, you know, if you're wanting to get married and have this committed life, like start showing up as if it already were that way now, right? So get your home ready for that. Get yourself ready for that commitment now. Don't wait for the day that comes. If you want to go to France and you're hopeful that you're going to get approved into some program that allows you to go, start taking the French lessons now. Start packing now. Start organizing your schedule to accommodate as if it already has happened. That clarity is there. That expectation must be met with that preparation so that you can be ready, because things can change overnight. And when you get that call, you want to be prepared. So I thought that was really, it really hit me. It just, you know, there's so many other things I could be doing. Yes, I have tremendous faith. Yes, I speak so much into existence. And yes, I believe and I know that these things will happen. But am I necessarily taking the steps to prepare myself as though that time is now? Not always, right? I even remember when I was selling my last condo, what that preparation looked like, because there was a dark season there where the market started unraveling and I started freaking out. Maybe my place wasn't going to sell and I had my hopes up and I so had faith it was going to, but deals were falling through 4 times, right? Things got really shaky for a while. And that's when I doubled down and just started packing and cleared so much out of my home and decluttered and gave so much away because I was preparing for a move, even though I didn't have the deal done yet. But wouldn't you know, here we are a year and a half later, moved into a new condo and loving life over here. So not only should you have that expectation, not only do you need to have that vision and that clarity and that belief and the faith that it will happen, but let's start taking the steps today to prepare for it. And what does that look like for you? If that's a new job that you want, if you're not happy in the job you're in, update the resume, start sending it out, start having conversations with people that could potentially help you. Prepare for it. What's that going to look like for you? Maybe you need new clothes for this new job. Maybe you need to get a car because you can't walk to work anymore. Whatever it is, prepare for that change that is coming and could happen tomorrow. I think it's really, really powerful. It's just a powerful step that everyone can take. Okay, so it was funny. A good friend of mine is not religious, does not go to church, and we spend time walking together often, and we do a lot of things together, and she's an amazing person. I love her to death. And it was funny, she talks a lot about manifestation, which I believe in too, and I've actually I've taken some courses over the last year through Mindvalley. Yes, I'm always investing in myself too. I always want to learn and see things from different people's lens, from their perspective, right? To see what can I pick up from this person or that person, or what lands with from this one or that. You know, the more we expose ourselves to knowledge, the more we can change, evolve, and up-level as a person, right? Doesn't mean you need to agree with everything that you're exposed to, but it just helps you to see what's out there, and then you can connect those dots back to what your knowing is, your belief system is, which I think is super interesting. So I love learning from people that are very different than me, and the Mindvalley experience has been very different stuff. I'm not, you know, a big yogi or, you know, but I love learning from these people because they think so differently than me. However, and my friend pointed this out to me, she was saying so much about the work that she's been doing around manifesting and visualizing and feeling the feels and having the belief that these things are coming to fruition, that they've already happened, sounds very, very similar to me and Christian faith and the messages I bring to her from the church. And it was so interesting. We're always talking about in church, you know, this faith and this knowing and this belief that this is happening, even when you can't see it, this belief and this trust and this knowing. And she was right. There's a lot of parallels. And I know this through the lens of the church, but listening to her, I saw the parallels. I saw the alignment. I saw that, listen, whether it's the movie The Secret or, you know, you're taking a class at Mindvalley and learning about how to manifest something, or there's books going back to literally the Bible, which is talking about planting the seeds for growth for, you know, the future vision that you're future casting, very different words, but all of the methodology is so, so similar. So that's not by chance, right? I just want you to know that whether it be Napoleon Hill's famous book, Think and Grow Rich, or there's these books going back, you know, 100 years ago, hundreds of years ago, and back to the Bible, they're all saying the same thing. You've got to believe in order to receive. You've got to believe it in order to see it. You've got to have faith. You've got to have this knowing. And yes, you need to expect it and know it, that it's going to come, not knowing how it will and being open to that, but preparing for it now as if today is the day.
Meet a different guest each week.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later. And it's just so wild to me to see all of this come together now and realize these messages are everywhere and they're ultimately saying very, very similar things. That is not by chance. It's because it's a truth. And so wherever you are in your journey and however, whatever lens you see it through, that's up to you. But do know this. to be your most powerful self, to achieve your goals. There are so many ways to go about it, but I'll go back to these facts and truths I see everywhere. Get rid of negative people. And when the negative person is yourself, rewrite that self-talk, you know, create the narrative that you want to own. And a lot of that's based in our subconscious. And there's so many ways to deal with that. There's hypnosis, there's prayer, there's relationships, there's therapy, right? There's millions of different ways to address that. And you should do what works for you. Surround yourself by people who uplift you, cheer you on, encourage you. They're your green flag people, right? Surround yourself by those people. Elevate your frequency and your vibration that you're on by being around great and incredible people. However you do that, invest in yourself so that you can leapfrog everybody and jump ahead. It's the same way that I did when I wanted to write a book. I hired an editor that had written 19 books, right? So I could move so much faster. Don't take direction from those who haven't been where you are going. Take it from people who are light years ahead of you and watch you move at lightning speeds, right? So there are all these same truths. Believe it before you see it. Have faith, have this belief, have this knowing, and walk in it, act as if it's happening right now, and be prepared because it can happen now. It can happen overnight. Tomorrow, everything can change. And as you start feeling those feelings, watch out. It's going to happen. Visualize it, right? Visualization is another really powerful process that you can use to help you. Practice, hold yourself accountable, write your claims down in I am statements, and feel the feelings as if it's coming to fruition right here and now. Believe you're worthy of it because you are, and watch it all come together. Pray for and ask for what you need and what you want. And watch it all unfold right before your very eyes. I've seen it happen so many times. And I was talking to you the other day on one of my solo episodes about that book, Praying to the Heavens. And I can't tell you how many things have come true that I prayed for from that little tiny book, which is really just about praying to God, praying to your angels, and asking for the help that you need. The smallest, smallest things, whether you lost something or you're looking for your soulmate or you want to know if you should take a job or not, or it doesn't matter what it is, but stopping, getting still, being very, very intentional, praying for and asking for what it is you need, and then letting it go. And since I've been practicing this over the last, I told you the first time I did it was right before Saudi Arabia, and every single thing came true that I prayed for. It was crazy, and I just did what it said to do in the book. It was wild, just miraculous, literally not short of a miracle. And it's so simple. Pray for and ask for what you want and need, and then let it go and have this knowing and this faith that it's going to happen, and watch that it will. I have faith in you. I'm so excited for you. I do know that the best is yet to come, and I also know that it can all change overnight, whether it's my pastor's brother-in-law who's been working on his Broadway career for 12 years and finally got the call. It can all change in one day, in one moment, in one night. And I'm excited to hear how things are changing and happening for you. Okay, I don't know if you remember, but last year I launched my first mastermind. It's working with me for 1 year. You are on my ride or die for 1 year. This is the one solid, the one big program I do a year. And I am wrapping up my current mastermind now. We've had the biggest breakthroughs. I mean, literally, I've had one person that left her massive job at one of the biggest companies in the US and took a leap of faith and went to work for a startup and is happier than she's ever been. I have another gentleman who's leaving his company. He's walking away from it. He launched a podcast, launched a personal brand, landed a TED Talk, and is writing a book. The things, I have another woman who just landed her first TEDx Talk. So many big things are happening in this community. There's tremendous power in not just my communities or working with me, but in working with like-minded people who are all going after big things. It's going to hold you accountable. It's going to push you to do more. And there's just this power and energy around it that is really exciting, and miracles just start happening. You'll just start seeing incredible things happen. I saw it all year this year with this mastermind, and I'm excited to welcome you if you want to get into my new mastermind for 2024 and to ride with me for the next year. I can promise you this, big change will happen. Unbelievable change will happen. And if you're ready to take that next level, if you're not happy with where you are right now, you want to go for more, you want to learn what it takes to launch your personal brand, write your book, take the biggest stages, pitch yourself to go for more, break into the C-suite, whatever your goals may be, this is the community to do it in. Get with like-minded people that are investing in themselves, and just a simple act of pulling the trigger and investing in yourself puts a notice out there that you are worthy. And you will begin to see major change in your life. Okay, check the show notes. There'll be a link below. You can link up with one of my masterminders from this past year. She'll give you a 15-minute call explaining to you what you can expect. Find out if you're a good fit for it. And if you are, I would love to have you. I would love to be on this next year journey with you, see your change, celebrate your change, and celebrate you. Until next week, keep creating your confidence. You know I will be.
I decided to change that dynamic. I couldn't be more excited for what you're going to hear. Start learning and growing. Inevitably, something will happen. No one succeeds alone.
You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Come on this journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.